John Fox is a proven winner. I'm extremely excited to introduce the new head coach of the Chicago Bears, John Fox.
We know you grew up a surfer, so would this classify as catching another good set here because you're now a Chicago Bear? And it's your third head coaching job, which in this league is very rare.
I've been blessed to have a good beginning. I'm really excited and anxious to start this new chapter, and I can't think of a better organization than to start with the Chicago Bears.
What hooked you?
I think just a storied franchise. I've been blessed to be in Pittsburgh, New York Giants, a very similar feel when I walked in to talk with Ted Phillips and Ryan Pace and George McCaskey. I actually remember Virginia McCaskey presenting our 03 Halas Trophy in the Philadelphia Eagles locker room. So just great respect. I like the old guard approach. I like what they represent. And I'd love to get this city and team back to championships.
Well, as you know from being in the league a long time, being a football fan since age 11, this town is unique in that regard. It is a Bears town through and through. Do you embrace that? Do you love the idea that about passionate fan base?
No doubt. I mean, it's a huge home field advantage. But that passion I felt coming, Ryan and I both did, coming into the airport the other night. People are excited. They really care about their team. You know, people might compare this to maybe even New York, but it's the Yankees. Here in Chicago, it's the Bears.
For a guy who grew up a Lombardi Packer fan, weird. I know you changed allegiances, but,
right.
You know, when you were a kid growing up in Virginia, you loved the Lombardi Packers, and that was big for you.
Why? Well, a lot of that had to do with my first competitive year of football. I was 11, and we were the Plaza Packers.
Okay.
And our colors were green. So that dwindled quickly. But I do respect the great tradition and rivalry of this division. I'm excited about that. It all starts in, you know, being competitive and win your division. And we've been successful at that in the past.
No kidding. I mean, what, you don't lose in the division. I mean, my goodness, you win 12 straight division games? And you win on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, why? What's the key to that? What do you do to your football team to be able to play that way?
Really, this league, and to me, any business, is, you know, evaluating and selecting the best human talent available. And that's, you know, from ownership on down, talking about coaches, I'm talking about players, I'm talking about the equipment man, everybody that has their hands on the football team. And then motivating them to be the best they can be every day. It's a people business, and I think that's the secret of success.
You look at this Denver Bronco team you took to the Super Bowl a year ago, you look over your shoulder, and you got the Chicago Bears tied with the New England Patriots as the number two scoring team in the National Football League. 14 didn't work out that way. Did you take notice, and do you take notice of what is in place offensively for this Chicago Bear team that you can work with?
Both Ryan and I are far from having the team totally evaluated. We've been busy, and right now most of my focus has been on hiring a staff, which I know is very important. These things aren't one-man shows. It hasn't been any success that I've had in the past, and it will not be that way moving forward. It's an arm-in-arm, doing it for each other approach, whether it's the front office, whether it's the coaching staff, whether it's players. It's not us against them, it's us and we in arm in arm. And we'll get that culture and attitude built, and that gives us an opportunity to win those championships.
Do you see a vision for your team? Is it what we come to expect with Fox Ball or John Fox football teams?
It's a combative game. I don't like calling it violent because that's a whole different thing. But it's competitive. It's combative. It's a tough sport. And I think it starts up front, whether O-line and D-line, if you can master that. And then the toughness it takes to play the game. And not just physical toughness, the mental toughness. And, you know, I think that's where it starts because you want to be doing it harder and longer than the opponent, and to get guys to that point is special.
Oh, it makes you run the football and stop on the run are two hallmarks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've said that so much, it's boring to say. I think, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, I've been a defensive coach all my life. I know the tradition here, Monsters of the Midway. Just to be sitting here in the same position as George Halas, I mean, what an honor and what a responsibility.
Well, what bookends to your life in football, because you've been at a number of places, obviously, almost annually when you were in the college game, but it all started with Sid Gilman, who's known as one of the modern fathers of football. He loved the pass. He hated the run. But now you're bookending it with the charter franchise, the National Football League, and the Halas McCaskey family.
I mean,
crazy.
You know, yeah, but what happens is you kind of are what you eat. So you are what you've been around as a coach. And I've been blessed to be around Hall of Fame owners, Hall of Fame coaches, Hall of Fame players. So I've been blessed. Sid Gilman was just one. All right, Chuck Knoll, with the Pittsburgh Steelers was my first NFL job, and his approach in that physicality of the game with running the ball, stopping the run, out physically in your opponent. That's been a big part and a staple of my career.
You're a fun, energetic, fun-loving guy. You're a people person. There's no doubt about it. Chuck Knoll, the way he handled players, do you think that is where you started to believe this is the way it should be done or could be done for me throughout my coaching career, and have you followed that path?
Yeah, I think it's about respect, and you have to earn it. Like anything relationship you have, you got to give it to get it. It can't be one way. It's true with players. It's players, coaches. It can't be us against them. It's, I think the thing that separates, I mean, we all have the same salary cap. We all have the same structure. But is you're dealing with people and getting them to do it for something bigger than themselves.
Well, you have had glowing endorsements from players across the league that have been touched by you. And you started, 36 years old back in 1989, trying to get men to follow you at the NFL level. Has it changed at all? Have you noticed the decades go by and how you approach players or how you need to approach players, or do you do it your way?
Well, I think aside from stuff like this, all right.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, we weren't doing this. But I think on the grass, between the lines, it's still the same, all right? Guys are doing it year-round. It's gotten a little bigger, stronger, faster. But the principles of the game, just like the principles in life, they don't change much.
You got to be in lockstep with the GM. The new GM, Ryan Pace, said that when he took this job and sat in that chair just a little over a week ago. Explain maybe something anecdotal where you connected with Ryan Pace.
Well, first of all, not that we've spent a lot of time together thus far. But we have great friends, and in this profession, it's about those relationships. Those were glowingly that we would fit. Over the last few days, I've gotten to spend a lot of quality time. I'll give you an example. We were flying back from Denver, reached agreement, everything was done. And only had one first-class ticket, and the other was coach. So I'm a little bit ahead of him, and on the plane I go to sit in my seat, and I'm kind of looking over my shoulder waiting for him. He sat in the coach seat. So I think that says a lot about, Ryan's character and what he's about and what I'm very excited about moving forward.
Did you have questions about this organization that you needed to have answered to make you feel comfortable coming here?
Not many. I think I'd witnessed similar types of franchises, not billion-dollar owners that bought teams, people that have grown with their team, and it's part of their life and part of them, their soul. And I saw that instantly, when I talked to George McCaskey, and I talked to Ted Phillips, who's been here a very long time. And Ernie, of course, he was in the consulting part of it, who I've known for many years, I have great respect, and, just admired them to have the sense to do that. I mean, I think I like more of a team effort on things and people you trust, and it's more we. So it was just a great process. I had a great feel, and I'm glad they chose me.
Are you still a dawn to dusk guy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
you'll never lose that, will you?
No. I'm very passionate about what I do.
How do you feel? Everybody's going to wonder.
Yeah,
about
I think
that
health-wise, everybody asks that. Yeah. I think as my surgeon Mark Stiegel told me that. And this is like fresh out of the operating room. I'm 180% better now than I was before I went in. So I think it's added 20 years, and I feel great, a lot of energy. I got to admit, I'm on fumes. A little over a week ago,
right.
I was coaching a playoff game for another team.
That's the crazy part of the league. You look at a kid who goes to the combine, and boom, he's after he's drafted the next day, now you're in. But your situation is entirely different. I mean, first of all, you don't waste time, do you? You get jobs. You don't like sitting on the sidelines, but is that just strange in this particular situation?
You know, as I tell players, you know, we're kind of under attack. We're very public, all right, you know, in what people see us do. But that's what we sign up for. That's why we're compensated so well. So it's part of it. And it takes big boys, but you'd love the challenge.
How do you balance the win-now mentality of the league and the fan base with what Ryan Pace wants, sustained success?
Well, I think it's been win from now on since I've gotten this in this profession. And it's a huge challenge. It takes uniting people, all right, in a building. But that's the great challenge, and that's the great feel for when you do reach that success. And we'll get there. There's no time frame. There's no measuring stick. It's just getting better each day. And if you can keep that mindset and that mantra, you'll get there.